Station, Roger and JP, 619. Cloudy showers today, high of 67. So what happened yesterday involving porn in your Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So yesterday, Nicole and her friend from the neighborhood were going for a walk. They were going walking. So Nicole went and picked her up, brought her back to the house. They were there when I got home, and then they were going out for a walk.
They were going
to walk the neighborhood.
Very nice.
No problem. Kids are in school.
Mm-hmm.
House is empty.
You're all alone.
I do what I do. This is what I do. I watch porn on my iPhone. I'm being honest. What am I going to tell you?
All right.
I'm a dude. It happens.
Okay.
So they go for their walk. They come back. I'm relaxed, in a good mood.
Watching porn on your iPhone?
No, I'm done now.
You're done?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm done now.
Okay.
That's the mission accomplished. That's 5 minutes.
All right.
Come on. I got no reason to hold out when I'm on my own. Let's just go in and get it done and get out, you know? So they come back. The kids now are home. I'm in a good mood. I'm relaxed. Daddy's chill.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and her friend are hanging on the couch. They're making plans and stuff like that. Then the kids get home, and then Nicole starts doing homework with the kids, and her friend is still at the house. And
sounds like a Leave It to Beaver episode to me. Except for the porn part.
Exactly. So then Nicole said, why don't you give her a ride home? And then, you know, because Isabella had to get ready for tennis and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Get in the car. I've been on a Faith No More kick for like the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So on the way home, I was listening to Faith No More off of my phone through the Bluetooth in the car.
Mm-hmm.
We get in the car, pull away.
Bluetooth connects.
The Bluetooth connects. I'm like, oh no. I'm touched. I'm grabbing the phone. She's looking at me like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, don't judge me.
How come that was still going?
I'm just a man with a few minutes of free time.
Oh, my God. What is it, running on your phone?
No, it's not running, but it automatically connects. So whether you have... I had the music on,
yeah.
But then when I got home and I switched over to the porn,
yeah.
That's what's engaged. The video is engaged. It's not playing anymore, but the minute the Bluetooth connects, the video kicks back on.
Oh, it kicks back on?
Yes!
Right.
Yes!
Right.
Yes! Yes!
That's basically how that whole thing went.
Oh.
So I'm looking. She's hysterical laughing. I'm just ow. I don't know what to say. There is nothing I can say in that moment to make that better.
Nope.
Zero.
It is what it is.
Zero.
Yep, that's
other
porn.
Than, please don't judge me. I was having a rough day and needed to relax. There's really nothing else I can say that. I felt like the most horrible, disgusting animal you can imagine.
At least there wasn't also sounds of like animals and someone saying, now take off the leather mask. You know, it could have been worse.
Right. It was Cinco de Mayo. And
leave
may
the
have,
pig.
It was
take the horse.
It was Cinco de Mayo and there may have been a chicken.
But I hate elephants. Good story.
Yeah, great story.
622.
It's only good if it didn't happen to you.
Right.
Ted's sitting there all giddy, like, been there, bro.
I feel your pain.
All right, enough with the horses.
Here's Ted with the roads. 626, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. You know, if you're just tuning in, JP just told the story of having been Bluetooth connected to his truck, and for some reason, the porn you watched a while ago started kicking up again when you got in the truck with Nicole's friend.
Right.
Girlfriend.
Yes, female friend.
Who got to hear the audio of said porn throughout the speakers in the truck.
Yep.
Till whenever you could fumble to turn it off.
What makes that worse was that, like I said, I've been jamming to like Faith No More for a couple weeks.
Mm.
It was loud.
Yeah.
It was loud. Mm. So it wasn't just like...
Yeah, it was reverberating through the truck.
Yes!
Yeah, make that louder, Brett.
Yes!
Not the music.
Yes! Not the music, the porn.
Yes!
The
music was yes! Now. Yes!
Oh. Right.
Oh. It was just this.
Turn that up to 11 and have your wife's friend in the car.
Oh.
Nice.
Did you go for the volume button on the stereo
no.
first or the Bluetooth on the phone?
No, I went for the phone, dude.
Oh,
that was a
longer process. Yeah.
That was
good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys? JP, you could have fudged that, man. You know the beginning of the Rob Zombie song? You could have just turned it off and been like, oh, that's the beginning of that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, It's Zob, Rob Zombie.
Listen, it's really easy to Monday morning quarterback that situation.
It really is. You're 100% right.
Yeah, when you're in it and all of a sudden you're... I mean, that story happened complete with the dropping of the phone. Complete with me going to grab it, pulling it over. It falls down by my feet. Got to bend over by my feet. Get it. That whole time, remember that 5 minutes that woman left her kid with you, Brett?
Yeah.
This 30 seconds might as well have been an hour.
What was your wife left, and you gotta laugh at
it? Well, that's the whole thing. My wife wasn't in the car, and it was only her and I. And then I wanted to come home and tell my wife the story, but the kids were at the table, and then I forgot about it. So if she's listening now, she's getting the story the same way you are.
Yeah, she's probably laughing.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Either that or plotting my murder, one or the other.
Yeah, either or.
Yeah, take your pick.
Yeah.
628. 102.3 WBAB.
Does anybody know if there's a way to on the iPhone to disconnect the automatic Bluetooth connection?
Instantly?
No, I mean, like, yeah, because it...
As quick as possible? I don't think there's anything quicker than reaching up and turning down the
make
stereo.
Make it that it doesn't automatically connect in the first place.
Mm. WBAB, Roger and JP, 632. I guess there are Bluetooth mishaps that occur. We have a guy on the line who had one similar to yours, I guess. But if your Bluetooth is connected and you get in a car, I guess some cars, whatever was connected to the Bluetooth just picks up where it left off when you get in your vehicle, right?
Right. So
that happened to JP yesterday with porn.
Right.
And Nicole's friend in the car with him.
Mm-hmm.
And now this guy has a story. Go ahead. What happened to you?
No, I was doing the same thing JP was doing. Like earlier in the day, I get in the car with my stepdaughter, and
way worse.
In the car, and I get this funky music going on, and I was like, "What the hell is that?" Right, so I'm looking at my phone, and I push the phone, and then the freaking thing shows up on my phone, and she's sitting in the seat right next to me.
And it was porn, or it was music?
No, it was porn, but it was the background music, and I didn't really realize it was the background music because I wasn't paying attention to the music.
So did she figure it out?
Well, I had the picture showed up right on the phone, and then I pulled it back. She kind of looked at me funny, but she didn't say anything.
How old is your stepdaughter, you creepy bastard?
Yeah, right, son of a bitch. And I wanted to shut the, I just shut the radio off real quick.
How old is your stepdaughter?
21.
Oh, thank God. At least she's older.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's still not great.
It's okay if you molest her.
Oh.
Take care, man.
It's awkward and horrible no matter what age they are. That is bad.
Mm. Normally, I'll use the iPad, but it wasn't around.
Oh, boy.
It was down in my office from the last time.
634.
Oh, I need help.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP.
I'm but a man.
You're a chronic masturbator. 638, cloudy, maybe some showers today. High of 67. JP had an incident yesterday where the Bluetooth in the truck turned on and continued playing whatever you previously had on your phone, which in the house turned out to be porn.
I had a little daddy time, what can I tell you? Alone time.
And JP happened to be in the truck, not by himself, but with Nicole's friend who was giving a ride home.
Right.
Porn kicks on, and he had it turned up to 11. Blasted her eardrum. What was going on in the porn when it came on? Like, what type of video was it? Was it like we were joking around before? That, you know, it was animals. Of course it wasn't. But
don't worry about it. It's not that important.
No?
It's not that important. No.
Really?
It's not that important. Don't
worry
about it.
All right.
Just a couple and a babysitter. It's all fine.
A couple. Ted, have you seen the couple in the babysitter videos?
Was there a porn star named Gage involved in that one?
I don't think so. I didn't.
He's instantly familiar.
I don't know any of them, Joe.
Oh, okay.
No. I swear to God, I don't know. I know I sound guilty and perverted and like I should be walking out of a Jack Shack, but I swear to God, I don't know who.
Because I know Gage has played a babysitter in many, many scenes.
No, not this time.
East End Jeremy wants to get into this, of course.
Yeah.
Good morning, East End Jeremy. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, if you can, listen, a little advice from your boy. You know, I got caught a couple months back at Christmas time with the Girl Scouts and the lights and the whole deal, and my phone was going off. So I learned a couple of tricks. So, first of all, it's a virus in your phone. That's what happens. That's what I tell my wife.
It's not.
I got a virus, and it's upgrading. And then I throw a couple more technical words at her, and it confuses her. And then I'm good to go.
Dude, listen.
And she glazes over.
Listen, I'm a grown man. I'm not hiding porn usage from anybody. My wife knows I'll watch porn once in a while. This woman who was in the car with me is a close friend of ours.
Right.
You may even know her. I'm not hiding it from anybody. It's just uncomfortable and awkward.
Yeah, I understand that. Now, when that music started, did you guys kind of look at each other? Did you guys look at each other kind of like, yeah, let's go pull over?
Again, no, there was no music. It was just porn. It was just the sounds of porn.
No fantasy came to your mind. You wanted to like pull over. You guys didn't want to, like, you know.
No, goodbye, Jeremy.
What is Aaron Colton from News 12?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Breaking news on News 12. What is your phone number? Right now.
He's got a breaking story. There he goes.
There's no breaking story.
Oh, son.
No, yeah.
I got a lead.
Yeah, he's such a douchebag.
East End, already on the line, probably trying to get a story going. Can you send Eric Colton out to story about Eric Colton?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's embarrassing, but not really, because you know her, at least.
Right.
And you know her well. If it was someone you didn't know as well, say it was one of her fellow teachers.
Dude, if it was.
Who you only met for the first time, that would have been way more awkward.
Not even one of the teachers. One of it, if it was like one of my, you know.
Neighbor.
How about if I was taking one of the kids' friends home? Or if I was taking one of, well, the kids' friends I could probably dodge. But if it, like, one of the kids' friends' mothers and she's walking with one of them, which has happened, they go on bike rides together.
Oh, boy.
I could have got weird. But again, at 43 years old, I don't care. I just thought it was funny, so I shared it with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did say it was also awkward, which it is.
It's a little awkward, but
no matter how much someone doesn't care.
You know what? I did not lose sleep last night. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right.
That's because I was well-rested and relaxed.
641. Here's Ted with the Rhodes.